Shanti. 24th July 2019, Wednesday. Slogan: with your pure and elevated vibrations, change negative scenes into positive. With your pure and elevated vibrations, change negative scenes into positive. With your pure and elevated vibrations, it's very important to understand what creates negativity. Then we would be able to understand how to convert that into positivity. Vibrations can convert. Baba has said that. But what is it that leads to generation of negative thoughts? Unless and until we understand that, we won't be able to convert them into positive. Because it's only by understanding the reasons for negativity then we can contemplate on converting them into positivity. Of course, positive vibes are very important, and just as an incense stick is kept in a room, what it does? It changes the atmosphere. It is not bothered how much odor, bad odor, is there in the atmosphere. This is the incense stick. The moment it is kept, it has no complaint regarding the odor. It has nothing to say about the odor. It doesn't think about the odor. What it does is, it's busy in its own work of spreading. And it works gradually. The incense stick works gradually, very, very slowly. And what it does, without any discussion with any of the odor present there, without trying to convince how wrong, how bad they are, it gradually changes them. So, Baba often said, you become an incense stick of positivity that can change the odor. So this is a big topic which has been discussed time and again, and I think sisters keep on discussing it outside when they go, how to overcome negative thinking. There are courses of management of negative thinking or positive thinkings. What are the results of positive thinking? How to be a optimistic personality? How to get rid of pessimism, and so on and so forth. So there are multiple things, and vibrations, as I said, they work like incense stick. No matter how strong negativity is, but if you are busy in your own self-respect, Soman, in your own self-churning, gradually the negative will change. But as I said, we need to understand what creates negativity. What is the cause of negative thoughts? What are the causes of negative thoughts? There are 10 different types of wrong thinking pattern. They are known as cognitive disorder, cognitive distortions. There are 10 types or even more, but 10 basically they often teach. So wrong thinking pattern is divided into 10 types. What are they? Arvind Bhai has taken this topic long back. There are about 10 different thinking. It is known as distortion. The first is all or none thinking. all or none means, suppose somebody does some service. So somebody says, this was a bad service or this was a good service. That's it. There is nothing like that. It's very good or it's very bad. This brother, he is hopeless or he is very good. This brother is not good and this brother is good. There is no gray zone anywhere. So we have the habit. This is a one thinking pattern that creates negativity. Either you have a very good opinion about somebody and you have a very bad opinion of somebody. You have seen somebody doing something wrong. Suppose you respect some person and you think he is a yogi and you see him once laughing loudly. All your respect is gone because he laughs very loudly. So that's not a sign of yogi. So now from very good, he has come into the category of very bad. So I should stop having any truck, any contact with him. So this pattern is known as all or none thinking. One should be flexible and one should be what you have seen. Suppose you have met some person 10 years back and you have seen he is very negative. After 10 years, when you meet him, you have in your mind that he is still negative. Probably he has changed. So, all or none. This is a wrong type of thinking. That is the first thinking. The second is overgeneralization. That is the second pattern of thinking. For example, you go to do service in one village and nobody came to listen to you. You think now every time the same thing will happen. That's why you should stop going to that village. That's a barren land. So, overgeneralization of statement. Suppose you have given some work to the brother and told him that you need to come here at 10 o'clock. He doesn't come. So next time you think we should not give any work to this brother because he doesn't come. That is known as overgeneralization. This thought pattern also creates negativity. So this is also a wrong type of thinking, a faulty thinking, or it is known as cognitive distortion. It's not the correct method of thinking. So it is known as overgeneralization. You cannot overgeneralize any statement. Somebody might have failed this time, but that doesn't mean that he will keep on failing every time. Somebody has not fared well in exam this time, but that doesn't mean that he will not be good at all the times. So this is known as overgeneralization, and many of us unconsciously do this. Rather, all of this 10 faulty thinking pattern we do some or other time. And we are unaware of it. The third is mental filter. Mental filter. What you do here is, from the entire situation, from the entire event, from the entire circumstance, you take out which is the negative part and you leave aside all that is positive. For example, somebody, some center does some service and lot of money is spent. So everybody enjoyed the service and there were mega programs, or for example, somebody came from Madhuban, for example, Dadi, and there was a wave of enthusiasm and so many guests came and there was a great service. So now this is the event. But while describing, somebody describes it as if, in spite of doing such a big program, the ultimate result is what? Nothing. Only two people came to center after the program. Out of that, one did course, another ran away. And the first one also remained only for 6 months. So that was the result. So this is known as mental filter type of thinking. He has forgotten that there was a wave of enthusiasm. He forgot that there was a spirit of unity during the service. So many distances in the hearts were bridged during that seva. For example, one thing is, you know, people go for picnic. Is this good thing or bad thing? There are some bad things about also, but good thing also. The good thing is that if there are 10 people working together all the time, and most of the time when people work together, they have differences of opinion. But when they go for outing or excursion like that, those differences are resolved or dissolved or forgotten, at least for some time. So, mental filter. That's a faulty type of thinking. One must first just understand what are the faulty types of thinking. Rather than the working on it is the next category. How to work on it, what to do about it. And then is disqualifying the positive. Even if there is a positive, ignoring it. You can see definitely there is a positive thing that has happened, but still ignoring the positive. That is known as disqualifying the positive. That's also a false type of thinking. It's in that situation where you see everything is positive, there is hardly any scope for any negativity. But still, even when the positive comes in front of the eyes, you disqualify it, you belittle it. You turn a deaf ear to the positive. So that is known as disqualifying the body positive. And that's why one of the ways to get rid of negative thinking is gratitude. They maintain a gratitude journal. Write down the list of things you are grateful for. Otherwise, even when people come to Madhuban, and here also they can become negative. Because it is the same thinking pattern they are carrying from that world to this world. So, gratitude means, I'm thankful. Thankful to whom? To Baba. I'm thankful to this Yakya. I'm thankful to this family. I'm thankful to all the sisters, all the brothers, this land. I'm thankful for the food. I'm thankful for the room. I'm thankful to the system. I'm thankful to the classes. I'm thankful to the Murli. Everything, I'm thankful to the nature. I'm thankful to the five elements. So expressing a deep sense of thankfulness itself induces a sense of positivity. Otherwise, we have a tendency to disqualify the positive, or rather to take for granted. People come to Madhuban, they stay for 3 days and they go back. But after going, what remains with them is some negativity, what they have seen. They have forgotten so many good things that they have witnessed. But they just caught one negative, and that's what they carry with them. 10 people praised, they don't see. But one person said something wrong, they will catch that, hold it, put it in the heart, preserve it, and carry it for the whole life. That's known as holding nature. That's known as holding nature. Whatever somebody has said, to catch that, keep it in heart, purposefully revise it, and to remind that person if the time comes, or to talk about it in front of others, that person said this to me, and I will never forget that. That's an holding nature, and that's a great source of negativity. That's why one of the other methods of positive thinking is forget and forgive. Forget and forgive. We often say or talk about asking for forgiveness, but I think that is less important. More important is to forgive people. because we are carrying negative impressions that are created by others in our mind. And we don't want to forget that. Or we don't want, there is a sense of revenge. Though revenge is a very bad word, but still, there is a sense of revenge in the heart of every Brahmin soul. That's why Baba said in one of the Murlis, when you will get rid of this feeling of revenge, you will become perfect. You will become complete, sampan, when this badla, when this revenge feeling will go away. So, the fourth pattern of thinking is disqualifying positive. Then the fifth pattern of wrong thinking pattern is jumping to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions means rather than thinking what is happening between, straight away jumping the guns. It's known as jumping the guns or jumping to the conclusions. Straight away come to the conclusion rather than any example. Example?
Seeing the passion, just seeing the surface.
Okay, that's fine. But what is the example? Say any practical example of jumping to conclusions. Any example? False predictions. Suppose one brother is there and you say, you doubt his character. And you say, if something wrong happens, it must be he. You straight away come to the conclusion. If you know that somebody you dislike and some mistake happened, you jump to the conclusion that it is he who is responsible for it. It's because of him that must have happened. You have no evidence. You have no evidence of anything but all suppositions, all hypotheses in the mind, all imaginary thinking, and you come to the conclusion, yes, he has done that. For example, there was a man who had a garden, and he had certain tools, gardening tools, for example, eggs. And this was his garden, and this was his house, and just nearing to that garden, there was a hut. And in that hut, one young boy used to stay with his mother. So, one day, this gardener, while he was playing, doing work in the gardening, suddenly found that his tool was missing, his axe was not there. So he concluded that somebody must have stolen it. And he started watching that boy from that day onwards. And everything about that boy appeared doubtful to him. The moment he will see the boy would make the face on that side. So he made his conclusion firmer. This boy must have stolen it. Though he did not have any direct evidence, but he kept on seeing his vision for 3 days was as if he must have taken it. He is looking like that. Oh, that's why he looked on other way. So on fourth day, he got his ex in his garden only. And now on the fourth day, when he looked at the boy, he felt how innocent is this boy. On the fourth day, the boy appeared very innocent. For 3 days, he was doubting the boy. So that is known as jumping to conclusions. If you have given some task to somebody and he has not come, you come to the conclusion that he must not have done it, and purposefully, deliberately, he has not turned up. So that is known as jumping to conclusions. When there is such a thinking pattern, negativity arises. The next is magnification. Magnification means mole is converted into mountain. Exaggeration. You see a small thing and you make it big. Not just that, you start spreading it in the atmosphere. So seeing, Baba says, mountain you have to convert into mole, and mole into nothing. But what they do is, they convert the mole into mountain, the other way around. So this is a habitual thinking pattern in some people, that they see something, oh, that brother has done like that, and they will expand it. They will expand it and they will start spreading it, and they will try to convert it into a mountain. But such mountain will fall down. And then emotional reasoning. This is also something like coming to conclusions. Emotional reasoning means, I feel he is wrong, that's why he must be wrong. Though I don't have any evidence, but I feel this brother is not good, so he must not be good. I feel, this is my internal gut feeling, that this sister is not a good sister. That's why you must accept that she is not good. But that is my personal thinking I am forgetting. So this is the wrong thinking pattern. Then there is a should statements thinking pattern. Should means, this should be done like that. That should happen like that. They should come to the class. Why they are not coming? So there is a feeling within me that things should happen in this way. Things should happen that way. When there is like that, it's more towards perfectionism. But I will become more sorrowful because things will never be happening like that. The way I think, the way I want things to happen. And then next is labeling people. To put a stamp. He will never come in Gyan. You are given a final statement. Baba wants to bring him Gyan after 10 years. But you want to give him a label that he is Nastik, out and out, atheist. You have given him a label that he is a pessimistic, negative personality. Baba has already devised an event after 2 days that is going to change him from negative to positive. But you don't want to think that, you label. So that is known as labeling. And then is personalization. Whatever that happens, you feel that you take things personally. Somebody said something, so you come to the conclusion that he deliberately said this to me. It was his intentional. That person deliberately said it. He knew that I was in the class, that's why deliberately making me a target. Sister, while reading the Murli, she deliberately said that word. Because her target was not the students, but me. So that is known as personalization. So these are all the wrong thinking pattern. So whenever there is a wrong thinking pattern, what will arise? Negativity. So if you want to convert negative into positive, you will have to first work on the wrong thinking pattern and get rid of it. And that's a very deep internal psychological process. Very deep process. Because we aren't aware. We are sick. And converting into positive. So what are the ways to convert things into positivity? First, appreciation. Keep on appreciating everyone. Then second, books. Keep on reading books on positivity. Then next is company. Company of positive people. Just as company of negative people will make you a negative person, company of positive people will make you into positive people, positive personality. Next is, they talk of different methods like singing and dancing and painting. These also turn you into positive. And then, as I said, forget and forgive. Then get rid of this holding nature. This holding nature is very dangerous. You remember things of the past. 10 years back, somebody said something to me. I have yet not forgotten. The moment he comes in front of me, I remember that he had said this to me. So that is known as holding nature. And then I said gratitude. Express gratitude for every small thing, whatever that is happening. Express a sense of gratitude. So today's slogan is, with your pure and positive vibrations. And if you want to convert negativity into positivity, your stock of positivity should be more than the negativity which is existing. Your stock of positivity should be more. And what is the source of positivity? Murli's. Soul conscious stage. And spiritual drills. So with your pure and positive elevated vibrations, change negative scenes into positive scenes. Om Shanti.